With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Since we're still in the month of January, I think we can still talk about New Year trends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, we're not talking about the outfits and the colors that you're supposed to be wearing this year. We're talking about the sex trends for 2021.
This is my type of topic.
I thought it was so interesting because I didn't realize that, like everything else, that there's trends in the bedroom. And this year, if you need to find something new to try, this is where we're at. This is the direction that 2021 is taking people. Because if you think about it, for 2020, and I think this is speaking specifically to people that are in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're together all the time and you're getting bored.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you don't know how to introduce something new. We've talked about this before, how communication is so important.
Absolutely.
Okay. First of all, how do you guys feel about BDSM?
For those who are unfamiliar, Nina, can you explain what BDSM is?
Why are you acting like you're
because
a child?
Because I'm trying to act like I don't know what it is, even though I know what it is.
I mean, just think 50 Shades of Grey. It's
okay.
Like whips and chains and stuff. So there's a big trend, an uptick in BDSM.
Like
for
DOMs
this year.
And subs, like yep. Things like that. Okay.
I wish I knew what it actually stood for.
I think those are bondage, dominatrix, yeah. BDS, sexy, submissive, and missionary.
It's definitely not missionary.
BDSM. Should we look this
machismo.
Up?
Machismo.
Okay. Yeah, we all have technology, so let's Google BDSM.
Look it up while I keep going forward onto the next trend. Because there's more than that.
Okay,
Did you find it?
I have it.
Okay.
Bondage and discipline, domination and submission, sadism and...
Oh, sadomasochistic. Masochism.
Yes. What is what is that? That sounds like something devil worshiping.
No,
what is that?
Sadomasochism is when you like pain.
Oh, that's
remember,
me.
Remember, I've told you this before. Sadomasochism
guys,
is like,
Nina.
You like to be bit.
Guys. Do you remember? I'm about to text you all this BDSM test.
What does that mean?
BDSM test. It's going to let you know what type of sexual deviant are you, and it's going to tell you how into, what you call sadomasochism?
Sadomasochism.
It's going to tell you how into sadomasochism you are.
Do
I'm going to send it to
when
you.
I showed up to your house with this?
Yeah, Ange had bruises all over her boobs, and I was like, you probably
it's
shouldn't
weird.
Show people
oh
that.
Oh my God, that looks abusive. That doesn't look pleasureful
I
at
know.
All.
The next one I am into is music experimentation.
Yes. I don't get it.
But this isn't like your average, I got a playlist, bow, chicka, wow, wow.
Yeah.
It's finding different speeds, different tempo. What's it? Why can't I think of it right now? Like
that's tempo.
Beats, BPMs.
Yeah.
Find different like beats per minute. So you speed
your
it up. You slow it down. You
BPM.
Do all this stuff.
You do it
put
to
on
the
some
song?
Classical. Yeah. But you're experimenting with all different genres of music to see what really fits you.
Cool. I'm into this.
I like that too.
I'm
I think
into
that's
it.
Fun.
I gotta have a killer sound system though. Like I want to hear the bass. Like I want to feel the bass. all over me.
I like that one too. I think it's fun, but we're very we're music minded.
All about
yeah.
that bass, no
so
Megan
okay,
Trainor.
So we all check that one.
This one is deep. They're calling it sexual mindfulness.
Girl, and, what?
But this one makes perfect sense to me because a lot of the times we're super busy. We had a stressful day at work, and maybe you're not so much in the moment. Maybe you're just trying to get it done, but you're not thinking about the different parts of your body that need to be. Stimulated, the different, exactly. Thank you, Ange. The different parts of you that are going to be present in the moment. So it's about being present and feeling things. So sexual mindfulness is something that's huge for 2021 and not just for couples. single people need to be practicing sexual mindfulness by themselves.
Question.
So you know what you like. I think it's so freeing.
So
as a single woman.
To make sure I'm understanding sexual mindfulness, mm-hmm. is this when, okay, I think that I like my like boobs rubbed, so make sure you rub my boobs and be mindful of my boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
you're making it sound like it's weird.
No, I don't mean to do that. I just don't. Isn't that just called paying attention to your body? Like, just
yeah,
really?
But now it has to have a technical term.
Oh, okay, got it.
Okay.
Sexual
so
mindfulness.
Normalize sexual mindfulness. Why does that bother me?
I'm triggered a little. Yeah, me too.
Well, I don't know why. This is a tangent, but I'm not really sure why. When I see people keeping like, you need to normalize, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, but why do we have to keep saying we need to normalize things?
We should be doing it in the
first place. Like, why can't we just do it?
Yeah.
And so I start to feel triggered, like I'm being yelled at.
Yeah.
Normalize.
It's because people like hearing themselves talk.
Yeah.
People want to hear themselves say, normalize, insert whatever isn't being normalized here.
Guys, just do it.
Okay, so I'm going to be sexually mindful. Got it.
Yeah. Ange, this one's for you.
Oh, God.
I love it when she starts off like that because it's going to be something off the wall.
Well, it's hysterical because Ange gets excited and pees.
Okay.
And so the pelvic floor orgasm workout helps tighten your pelvic floor, which also helps you when you have to, you know, keep things in place.
So is that like yoni balls? Is that like the balls that go inside
Kegels?
You?
Exactly.
Okay.
Kegel balls, the yoni balls. I've never
I'm about to order
tried
some right
before.
Now. Can you get them on Amazon?
I don't know. Let's find out because I think that would actually be really fun to
what
try.
What are they called?
I always think it's so funny when you watch movies. There was this one movie I watched recently and this girl stuck a couple of those things in her and one of them fell out at a party. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But the Kegel balls. Yeah.
The balls.
Yeah, Kegel balls. So it just, it strengthens your pelvic floor.
Oh, and for, no, $49.99.
For women, it's very
and
important.
Those are different than the ones that vibrate, right? That your partner can control.
Yeah, no, this is not a toy. This is like a weight.
Exercise.
This is your pelvic floor and your Kegels lifting weights.
I don't think I need those to strengthen that space.
Same.
And if I didn't start this conversation today by saying this is adult content, then let me start now.
This is adult content.
Wait, guys, we should get them one day and then do a podcast with them on.
I'm already clicking send. Except for I'm not paying $150 for the Kegel exercise.
I just feel like it'd be like a tampon. Like you wouldn't even know it's there.
Oh, really?
I thought it was going to look like
fun.
Balls. I'm sorry. Can you confirm? Is this it? Is
You're that acting it? Like I've had these things before. I have no idea. You know who would know is a sex coach. And that is also another one of the big trends for 2021. People
what?
Are bringing in assistants. They are getting coaching to figure out how to improve their intimacy levels.
That's sweet. That's how you know you love someone.
Yeah, right? And it's not just like, I need to do this position or this person doesn't want to do it. I think communicating about sexual things for some people, a lot of people, it's uncomfortable. And I think that the more you talk about it, the better. But just like when you go to therapy for any other kind of problem, a sex coach is kind of the same concept.
Okay.
And for some people too, like, I don't know if you remember back, you know, when you were younger and we were learning about our bodies
mm-hmm.
and the orgasm
mm-hmm.
and, you know, some people aren't able to have the inside ones mm-hmm. or the outside mm-hmm. ones. Not mm-hmm. everybody is blessed to even have one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know there's a lot of women out there that have never experienced
that. That's right.
And so a sex coach can help you be in tune with your body because a lot of the times the pleasure that we're not getting in those situations, we're blocking ourselves
That's
from
right.
because of what's happening in our brains. There's a whole world out there
yeah.
that I've never seen.
Yeah.
There's a whole world of things out there that, you know, could potentially enlighten your life. And I know this whole conversation started off kind of funny about how there's like sex trends, but for coming off of a year of isolation,
mm-hmm.
whether you're in a relationship or not, I think that a lot of us forget that the chemicals that are released in our bodies while we're doing those types of things actually feeds our soul and our brains
Girl.
And endorphins and stuff like that. And just like every time we talk about sex on this podcast, yes, practice safely. Yes, be respectful of your body and other people's and listen when people are communicating.
That's
and no
right.
means no.
Right.
I don't want to feel like, you know, I need to say that every time because I know you guys that are a part of this with us. Know those things, but mm-hmm. it also is important to remember, you know, even if you are single out there dating, when to say no and how to listen to your body. But I find coaches so fascinating. And part of it is because there was a time when I wanted to go back to school because I wanted to be a sex therapist, mm-hmm. and I still have that desire, but I don't want more student loans.
No, I get it.
Going back to school for that. But I can still study it in my own time, mm-hmm. and I can still learn about it. And it's not just for pleasure, but it's for what it brings into our lives and why it's important to do.
Absolutely.
Healthily, safely, all of those things. But anyway,
I think it's
cool.
I'm pro sex coaches.
They offer a safe place to learn new tools and navigate the emotions that often come when you're developing your sexuality. But that's a whole nother side of it.
This is such a breath of fresh air to talk about.
Your sexuality. Are you fluid? Are you curious?
Yeah.
What
should you be honest with your partner about your sexuality?
Are you honest with yourself?
Are you honest with yourself?
About your sexuality?
Mm-hmm. Yoda.
What turns you on? Those types of things.
That's what a sex coach can help you identify.
Sure. Absolutely. Mm. I think that sex has just been so taboo for so long, mm-hmm. and especially for women to talk about and how it's talked about. It's not I just got another notch on my belt.
No
bro. I don't want to come to my friends and be like, I smashed a new guy. I want to come to my friends and just go, I experienced euphoria last night.
Yeah, my mind was blown.
You know, I experienced a whole nother, a deeper connection that I, never thought was possible.
That's real.
And again, maybe you've had those things. And I think now that's like a new fantasy. I'm not trying to put numbers on my board.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put meaningful moments on my board.
Man, it's so different. Like, I don't know. It's so different when you actually like the person, mm-hmm. because I feel like you feel like a natural high before you even feel like
an orgasm.
Bang. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's so great.
That's so valuable.
Do you guys believe in chemistry?
I do.
I do now.
Well, I believe in sexual chemistry, and sometimes it can't be good because you can have mad sexual chemistry, mm-hmm. but treat each other like shit outside the bedroom. But yes, I do believe in sexual chemistry.
I've never had that.
Mm. Good sex is not hard to find. Well, sex, do you think there's a difference between good sex and sexual chemistry? Or is that virtually, are they synonymous?
No, definitely different.
No, I don't. I think that if you have good sexual chemistry with somebody, then it usually means that you're going to have good sex.
But you can also have good sex with someone and no sexual chemistry.
How, though? How could you call it good sex, then?
Well, maybe my definition of sexual chemistry is different.
What's sexual? What's
sexual
chemistry? Yoda, Nina.
Okay, this is not a definition out of a handbook. I thought that this was more along the lines of what I believe common sense is. Okay.
Yeah.
But maybe we don't all have the same definition of what it is. I don't know. I think that it's when you feel the connection, a chemistry, the every ingredient that it takes to make the perfect pie is within your chemistry, right? There's those sparks. There's all of those forces. Mm-hmm. But if what you're saying is, Ange, like sometimes you can be super attracted to somebody and have butterflies with that person and really enjoy them and have bad sex.
Yeah, or the other way around. I feel like you can have good sex. So here's where I say.
But then they suck. But then you don't enjoy them.
But you don't have you don't have those butterflies. You don't feel like, oh my gosh, like before.
Oh my gosh. There was a guy in California. I loved this dude. I didn't love this dude. I loved my time with this mm-hmm, guy. Mm-hmm. He's so sweet. Dumb as rocks. Mm-hmm. But he was hot. Mm-hmm. He was so hot. He used to play baseball. He was mm-hmm. this blonde California guy. Like, it was straight out of a postcard, mm-hmm. but dumb as rocks. So I enjoyed him in the bedroom, but we never talked unless we were making a plan to have some drinks and
right.
to have a great
so
night together.
You didn't have sexual chemistry.
We had sexual chemistry.
There we go.
But
that's
no
what I'm saying.
But no other kinds of chemistry.
That's exists to me. I feel like it's possible for you to have a strong sexual connection or chemistry, whatever you want to call it, but outside of the bedroom, y'all don't have shit to talk about. Like, y'all don't have anything in common.
Yeah.
That's the worst for me. I hate that.
Well, it's
I'm not a
but
fan.
But it's disappointing. But then that goes back to the whole idea that, you can't fall in love with everybody.
Exactly.
Because if you can't have
Nina.
Everything work
oh,
out.
Oh, God, I'm
And,
done.
You know, that's what dating is. But you know what part really throws me? I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you have. Think about the time when there was almost like that attraction and that intense pull and chemistry to a person that you're not supposed to have it with.
Oh,
and you know it's reciprocated. And it's one of the, it's like, that's why when I'm asking, do you believe in chemistry? And when I say chemistry, I mean the science of it.
I already know what you're
like,
doing,
do
Nina.
You believe that science, like, plays a role in how we're attracted? And I mean, yes, studies would say yes. But in your experience, do you believe that? Because it's so strange how that works out. You don't even know why. You have certain pulls to some people. It's like animalistic, but you can't. These people that have chemicals that you just have to stay away from. Yeah. Otherwise, your beaker's going to explode.
That's horrible.
You have problems. Well, you just have to be smart. Brains, we have brains for a reason.
You don't have to act on it.
But sometimes
our hearts outfight
our brains.
I'm not talking about starting an affair. I'm not talking about anything like that.
It's
I'm talking
just the
about
temptation. That's called temptation.
But it's even like it's just sometimes you meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, okay, I was in Mexico. I was on vacation with my friend Ashley, and we met a group of guys that were actually from Chicago. And one of the guys there was married. But we were talking to the whole group.
Mm-hmm.
And so him and I had a great conversation, and you could feel that there was
absolutely
there
That's
was
happened.
Mm-hmm. Some intensity there, which is why we didn't continue to see each other after that day at the pool
where we were
hanging out, and harmless flirtation happened, but nothing else. He was respectful to his wife, all of those types of things, and, you know, respecting boundaries. I mean, if I was younger, God knows if I would have been an idiot or not. But in that moment, it worked out. But that's what I mean. It's like you have these moments when you have electric chemistry and you're like, is this timing? Are you playing tricks on me? Why is this person coming into my life? And you can't do anything about it. And it's more than just the physical attraction. There's that chemistry. I definitely went off on a tangent, but isn't it just such a weird thing to think about?
How is it not attraction, though? And not just a physical sexual attraction. You have a type. So let's just say, okay.
He doesn't look like, it's not a physical type.
Yeah.
At all.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, what if, okay, aesthetically he's pleasing. His conversation.
He wasn't even
is
hot.
Strong.
But it was something else about this particular person.
Yeah. I just based off of knowing you as a person and a friend, you are a sapiosexual.
I am.
You like being stimulated in the mind
very
first
much
before anybody can get in between the thighs.
100%.
So how is what you're telling me right now chemistry or the science of chemistry, how is it different than you just simply being attracted to somebody who fucked your mind first versus your body? I don't know. I want to say yes, I agree.
I don't know. I mean, that's a very that's a very valid question. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe I just am a sapiosexual and I look for very specific things. So when we talk about my type, I don't even realize my type isn't physical. My type is the kind of brain that I'm looking for.
Exactly.
But they're rare brains.
They are.
But you gonna stumble upon them sometimes.
I mean,
and it just happens to be.
Happens.
I don't know, Nene. I don't know.
I don't either, but I will tell you what I do know. There's one more trend.
Okay.
That is on this list that probably a lot of people are going to partake in. And Krista, this actually speaks to you specifically. So we got Ange with her Kegel balls.
Okay.
We got you with distance is the norm. Mm. So there are new apps. There are new wellness apps that are designed especially for sexual wellness. And it's an app that allows you to become closer to your partner. So you know what the crazy part is?
Wait,
you know it's going to happen.
What is the app called?
Yeah, can you?
What is the app?
For example, the Satisfyer Connect app.
Oh, it's a wrap. Let me download it.
It allows you to crank up the heat in the bedroom from afar. I am also getting this article, by the way, from Women in Home. I can't take credit. This list is not my brain. But I thought it was interesting to share.
Oh, this is interesting.
So it says that you can crank up the heat. It puts a control of your device into the hands of your partner. So basically, he's got buttons to control. I don't know what is
what
on
is
the app.
It looks like it's a vibrator. Am I supposed to get a vibrator for this?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, that's cool. Oh my gosh! Wait.
Like, so wait, my man.
What's
let's just say
can
my man
say
lives
again?
In Nashville, and I'm here in Chicago. He could do all of this stuff to my body from Nashville while I'm in Chicago. Is what that means.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
All right, Satisfyer Connect.
Yeah.
I just want to send it to my guy and be like, download this app.
But you know what's going to come. Like, robots scare me. Like, I don't know why I have an irrational fear of robots.
They already have them. They already have these sex dolls that will make noises, that their vagina moves, that their boobs move.
I know.
It's crazy to watch people have sex with them because they're so into it.
When are you watching
people
do
that? Are you watching people have sex with sex dolls?
Where are you watching?
Where are we going with this? And what's the link?
I think I just peed on myself.
What's the link? Can you share the link?
I told you need your Kegels.
I would like to see it.
Oh my gosh. Angie just got busted. Her Pornhub searches.
She's like, it's really weird to watch these people have these sex with these dolls.
Okay, when you search certain things on Pornhub, sometimes
I can't even tell the difference between the robot and the real person.
No, not gonna lie.
So like you're halfway through and you realize it's just a doll?
They're just laying there, Angie.
They're not. No, like, they're moving. These fake dolls are moving. That's what I'm saying. These dolls are being, what's it called? Not heightened, but like they're graduating.
Yeah.
You know how the new Apple iPhone comes
out?
Yes,
they're being updated. They're being updated.
One day the bitch's eyes are blinking. The next she's screaming, "Yes, daddy!" Like they are up there. Right
no,
now.
But remember we were talking about? I think it was in Japan.
That's scary, y'all.
Where they had
these new dolls that they were creating, but it wasn't necessarily just for sex, but it was for the touch to feel like human skin, so you could hold hands.
So you can
have that. So they're creating these dolls because people are missing out on intimacy. We know there's a lot of people in relationships and have people in their homes, but there's also a portion of the population that is in their home alone.
Technology is taking over.
Technology, because I was thinking holograms. Like I'm thinking like you're going to be able to FaceTime a person and like the hologram's going to pop up.
And you're going to have sex with a hologram, Nene.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Or said person's going to have sex with a hologram.
I don't know if you have sex with a hologram, but you're going to be able to talk to somebody with a hologram.
Intimacy.
Like watch each other with a hologram. I don't know. Because I'm thinking like, light.
That's insane.
I'm not judging anybody with these said sex dolls, but I just really want you to try, at least just try downloading Tinder and just try to meet somebody in real life. Just try it out. And if it doesn't work, then go back to the sex doll.
Are you cleaning that doll out every single time?
You have to, right? I hope so.
Especially if you're like a heavy...
I get real tired after, so I would not want to... Yeah, but I would not want to clean something after I'm done.
Do you clean your kitchen every time you finish preparing, like cooking something?
No. You're asking the wrong.
Oh, yeah. So you got to clean it every time, bro. Like,
I mean, I think that if you're going to take on the responsibility of having a doll, I think you need to take care of it. It's just like if you have a dog, you got to feed it. You got to take care of it and clean it.
Yeah, take care of your sex doll. Do y'all know what I think is the future?
What?
Have y'all ever seen Westworld HBO? Watch Westworld. It's about this destination, this vacation destination that people go to, where all of the people in this town called Westworld, they're all AI. It's all like animatronic and they look like human people.
Oh, no.
They look like real people. They have a voice box.
Well, why would they have a town
like
full
us?
Of robots?
Because you have anything you want. You can have a Western theme. You can be in Bali.
So do
you can
people
be
do
in this.
So in theory, are regular people living with the robots?
No, it's super. It's only for the wealthy because it's super expensive and any fantasy can come true. If you want to kill somebody, you can kill somebody with no repercussions because it's a robot, but it looks like a human. They bleed like a human,
what?
Teeth, but it's an actual robot. So what if our future, you guys, is these animatronic people? You can't say humans, but like these people that you can just go have sex with.
I hope I'm gone before then.
Wish they're going to have like brothels.
That's insane.
Oh my
that's
God,
like
they're
literally,
gonna have
that's stupid. That's going to literally, we're already on the track.
It's going to eliminate procreation,
yeah.
Bro, yeah.
But not even that, but there's already a loss of connection between people, especially with social media. That's just going to wipe that out.
I already feel like I'm about to be super, like, what do you call it, awkward when we are around real people again, because I just went from being a complete
That's
extrovert
right.
to super introverted. Like,
yeah.
I've used super five times already in this moment. So I see that coming. But as terrified as I am of robots, I don't know why they scare me, because I feel like they can, like, go off and do something different than what they're programmed to do and kill you in your sleep. But will sex dolls lower STD rates?
I was just about to say, I'm with it, y'all. Give me a sex doll that looks like Michael B. Jordan and I'm not getting the clap.
But and I don't,
I'm with it.
And it might help with underage pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
look at us thinking.
Or
forward.
Just not having sex will help with that.
I mean, yes, abstaining is definitely
a
good thing.
We could just not have sex.
And you
I
know
am
what?
Not. Doll.
As
I'm
much,
sorry.
I mean, I'm not
say it like that.
I'm not either, but I just think that there are some people that actually could benefit from it. If you're a sex addict, if you're a person that's a complete narcissist and understands that, but still needs to have, you know, sexual fulfillment. I mean, maybe there's a therapeutic side to what they can actually offer just to get certain people, you know, their needs.
We need to talk.
And let me clarify, I'm not a sex doll either, but if it's like those robots in Westworld and they like really look human,
she's saying,
I'm not getting an STD.
She's saying, I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going to do
but
it.
But I'm not saying I won't.
Right.
That's what Krista's saying.
Circumstances. It depends. Wow. These trends are what's up. You got my blood boiling because I'm wondering, like, I thought you were going to say, like, okay, these are the top five trends of 2021. Nipple biting, spanking.
Yeah. No, basic.
Threesomes. Like, things that are like, okay.
No.
No, that's like a real ass, like, trends ass, like tech, like big words and stuff.
I know, because we're all out here trying to think outside the box and elevate our lives in different ways.
Right.
I mean, that's the one thing that we've been forced to do, like, crack every part of ourselves open. But this, the... What did they call it? The deviant, the sexual deviant in
sexual
you,
deviant.
Or whatever it is that, you
bad
know,
girl or
drives
bad boy
you. And let's be honest. I mean, what do you see every time you open social media? What do you see every time you do that? Sex.
Hypersexuality.
Yeah. Outfits with butt cheeks cut out. Like people wearing pasties and calling it a shirt.
Come on, queen.
Exactly.
And I'm not hating on that because you worked hard for your bodies or whatever. I don't know. But my point is, to not have conversations about sex, but allow that to be what leads and drives fashion
Absolutely.
And our younger generations is absurd to me. So to have that conversation while all those things are happening and understand that this whole sexualization of stuff means something.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's like when you're 16 and your parents have alcohol in the kitchen or in the house and you know you're not supposed to have it because you're not 21 yet. I'm not saying that that's what sex is, but because we can't talk about it, we're starting to. A lot of people are starting to talk about it more, and a lot of women are talking about it more, and a lot of people are being educated about it, and it's not taboo like it once was.
Right.
But to have those conversations go hand in hand with the pictures and the songs and all that stuff, because we're singing the lyrics, we're watching these pictures, but do you actually know what you're saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? I guess this is like... old woman Nina in me, where it's
taboo,
like,
though.
I've like, just like evolved to a place where it's like, yeah, okay, well, let's bring it into to the space where the conversations can benefit your life.
Right. I think they need to happen. And I think so many like marriages can be saved. So many people probably wouldn't go out cheating if you just knew more ways to make each other happy or each other.
I wish it was
sexually.
That simple.
I'm not saying for everybody, but for me, I know that, I mean, okay, so I'm getting up there in age, and please don't laugh at me when I say this. No, but I'm getting up there and I'm realizing, yeah, you've probably had a few partners under your belt. So what can I do to make sure I'm better than the last so that I'm not so
Nina, I feel her.
So
I
boring
her.
Or not boring. Just I'm not the same like you've had before. I want to be like, oh, my. I want him to be like, oh, my gosh.
I want to be like, damn. No, literally dead ass. I had anxiety about this shit this week, Nina, because I am dating someone who is older than me. He's like maybe 6 or 7 years older than me. And he has experience. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, he be blowing my back out. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to put that out there.
It's fine.
But I'm intimidated, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, fuck, like, am I really, like, pleasing you the way that you've been pleasing the
I
past?
Hate when a guy has to teach me something.
Yeah.
Why? Like, I feel, I don't know, because I always feel like he's thinking of me as...
like an amateur, like, you don't know what you're doing, so I like it this way. Like, do it like this.
Yeah.
I like that.
And
I like to
being,
be taught.
Yeah.
But that I 100%... out of
I get
everything
a little
we've said today,
yeah.
I relate to that on a whole other level. It is intimidating. And how do you tell your partner that? Like, okay, so remember that time you told me that bomb ass fantasy sex story that you had when we were first getting to know each other? Okay, I'm still thinking about it because
I don't know how to make it true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why or if I've ever necessarily really thought of that. I think I've thought about like other people's bodies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like if I know what a previous lover or girlfriend
like a nice
of yours
butt.
Looks like and she's
abs.
Got an amazing butt
yeah.
or something
right.
like that, and I don't have that. Sometimes I think about that, and I've expressed that actually. Like mm-hmm. I've said that. I'm like, well, I don't have a body like that. And then I catch myself because as human as it is to be insecure in those moments, it's also unattractive.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't want to be unattractive
but
all
that's
the time.
But it's okay because I also think it's fair for you to be living in those moments and know that they're happening. Mm-hmm. I don't have all the answers at all. But I think that it's fair, and this is petty actually. This is probably not a good answer. But if your person is taking a moment to try to teach you something, make some shit up and teach them something or tell them how to do something the way that you like it, because now the field is even Steven.
Oh, that's genius.
You're right.
Look at you dropping gems.
Then, whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter. Say more to the left. say a little bit harder, say slow down, take a minute to take control of your body. We cannot give our partners or women, we cannot give our men or whoever all of the control to allow us to be intimidated in a moment that we're also there for. So you're worried about what his fantasy is. We're there too. What do I need? I'm not out here. You're not worried about, you know, what I've done before, what you've done before. I'm worried about what we're doing now because I'm not trying to waste my time. Are you? So what I need,
mic drop.
What I need in this moment is just as important as whatever fantasy you've had. Mm. So if you start to feel that way and somebody does take a moment to teach you something, that's okay. Receive it, do it. But then find your moment and you do the same thing because now the field is even. And I bet you there will be a level of respect that comes from that, I would like to think, for a woman or a person that knows what they like and knows what their body is about. That type of person comes to play. I did have somebody tell me once, and I don't subscribe to this mentality, but somebody had told me once in my years that we've had conversations in radio about a woman having condoms next to the bed, that was a turnoff, or you would think of her as promiscuous because she had those. Or if a woman knew what she was doing and knew what she liked, that she was promiscuous because she knew that. I think you're prepared. I think that you're being safe. I think you know what you want and you're not there to waste time. And I am not here just to please you so you can think you're smashing a virgin every time you show up.
Yeah.
No, bro. No. So again, these types of conversations are the ones that we need to have more because we also get to be empowered in these spaces.
She just gave us a whole TED talk right now. I feel like I went to sex church.
I'm sorry.
I'm out.
Like, I don't even know what to say.
I'm good. I feel a lot better. Yes. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.